If you check out Cosmopolitan, BuzzFeed, Instagram, you're going to notice that the new trend in tattoo is called a blackout. Jake Pooler is the owner of Thought Crime Tattoo Shop in Portland.
When you see full sleeves, whether legs, arms, back pieces, where the majority of it is committed to solid black work, a lot of it has to do with incorporating sacred geometry. So there's kind of an element of spiritual representation. I think that's kind of where it immediately stemmed from.
Did it also start with trying to cover up old tattoos that someone didn't want?
Absolutely. Cover up is a complicated thing. And if they have an extensive amount of work, they feel like the only opportunity that they have is to go straight black with it. And then once they have that, led to people experimenting with what's referred to as cut and peel scarification, where they're actually taking scalpels and actually removing skin into a design in those fields of black. So actually leaving scar tissue within those fields of black.
How drunk do you have to be to do that?
We certainly don't advocate people being drunk when they get tattooed. It's not good for the process.
I have noticed that most tattoo shops don't open before noon or at least 11, so...
We're inherently lazy, but it's not so that we can be around when everyone's drunk to tattoo them.
As the owner of a tattoo shop, as a tattoo artist, is there such a thing as too much? Some of these blackout tattoos, head to toe in ink. I mean, after a while, doesn't it, it would feel like you're sleeping with a newspaper.
As far as the concept of too much, I really only kind of apply that to things that actually affect your life negatively. You know, if you work in an industry where having a tattoo on your face is going to prohibit you from getting a job and being able to, you know, live a functional, healthy, happy life, then for you, that's too much. You know, anything that endangers you or kind of prohibits your ability to live healthily, that's the only way that I would really go say that something has gone too far. And aside from that, you know, people adorn their bodies in all types of different ways, and whatever makes you happy. If it's not hurting you and it's not hurting anybody else, go for it.
Jake Pooler is the owner of Thought Crime Tattoo Shop in Portland. Thanks so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.